Good people, all I pray, draw near, and to these lines a while give ear. For I purpose now to declare poor England's misery, and the true cause of these our woes. I unto you will here disclose, the Lord convert poor England's foes from envy. But many are now so wicked grown, the scriptures true they will not own. For charity is little shown in these our sinful days, that the poor instead may starve and die. Yet wicked pride is mounted high, and poor content doth the bleeding lie more pity. But extortion bears so great a sway, it brings all trading to decay, which makes the poor cry out and say, have pity, Lord, with speed. Both rich and poor we all do cry to thee, O Lord, that sits on high. Defend us from blood tyranny in mercy. The gospel pure, O Lord, defend. We have none else to stand our friend. Therefore thy helping hand send down, that it may flourish still, in spite of Jew, of Turk, or Pope. O Lord, in thee is all our hope, to let the gospel have full scope in England. That neither pagan Turk or Jew, or any in their wicked crew, have power our kingdom to subdue, but stand in our defense. Forsake us not in our distress, but pardon, Lord, our wickedness, and turn us, Lord, as thou think'st best in mercy. For too many have we in this land that plays their game so underhand. It is hard for all to understand the full intent they have to bring us all to grief and woe, church government to overthrow. O Lord, above thy mercy show to England. It is hateful pride and deadly sin, which daily we do all run in. God doth the judgments on us bring as a warning peace to all. Therefore let all good Christians pray unto the Lord both night and day, that he would turn his wrath away from England. What hateful sin can any name is not in England to our shame? A daily practice made in same, yet few doth strive to mend. If God do not us mercy show, but down his judgments on us throw, when it is too late, we all shall know our folly. So many sects now in England are, we all stand need to have a care, that we be not catched within the snare of that rebellious crew, that would both king and state destroy, the church and England to annoy. But God, I hope, will turn their joy to mourning. The innocent blood God would defend, if we would our sinful lives but mend, and night and day on God attend, by prayer we may obtain whatever we desire to have, what tongue can speak or heart can crave. If we repent, we may receive his mercy. The Lord preserve our gracious King, and rule his heart in everything, and at the last to heaven him bring where glorious angels be. The commonality, O Lord, defend, convert us, Lord, our lives to mend, that we may make a faithful end unto thee.